regarding for the LIA 11.5.19.3, date of procedure is 3922. Procedure with the number 2 epidurogram. The medical indications for the procedure are as follows. Mr. Joseph William is having a chronic pain in his lower back that have not been resolved so far. He was a victim of an automobile accident in the past and some other accident leading to multiple pathologies. The most recent MRI shows at L2-3 there is a peripheral disc desiccation with minimal end plate spondylosis, retrolisthesis of around 2 millimeter, posterior disc bulge of 3.5 millimeter, and minimal facet arthrosis. At L4-5, there is a grade 1 L4 retrolisthesis of about 2 to 3 millimeter, and posterior disc bulging eccentric to the left, up to 3 to 4 millimeter AP in the left foraminal posterior lateral space, minimal bilateral facet joint hypertrophy. At L5-S1, there is a posterior disc bulge with broad-based posterior midline disc protrusion leading to annular fissuring and mild to moderate facet arthrosis and minimal right ventral thecal effacement. The patient is now being provided a injection treatment with a lumbar epidural steroid injection. This is time 2. We hope to provide 4 to 6 of the injections to bring him complete relief without surgery and improve his ADLs and decrease the need for pain medications. The procedure for the epidural injection and epidurogram is as per the protocol. The next procedure that was done is injection, intra-articular injection of the right shoulder and injection of the supraspinatus tendon injection on the right and also injection of the infraspinatus tendon on the right. The medical indication for this is as follows. For the injection for intra-articular and supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon is based on the MRI finding where there is a rotator cuff tendinosis and intrasubstance tear without a focal retracted full thickness tear of the rotator cuff. And there is a non-displaced slab tear and a bursitis of the subdeltoid subcoracoid. In addition, and based on this, patient is advised injection to the right shoulder intra-articular with steroid and Markin and an injection to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. These procedures were done according to the protocol. Thank you.